Hello and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Cali, and I'd like to start this episode off with a little anecdote about me. So, I'm a man of many trades, and one thing that I was trained in is to be a film critic. As you could probably tell from the fact that I've been doing this podcast for so long. Well, the man who trained me out of college taught me how to avoid cliches, how to mess around with words to make things sound really cool and keep the reader engaged. And I wrote for his newspaper for a while, and then I ended up transitioning to my own website, which is now defunct, and then I started the Home for Anime. But one thing that he taught me was to always have a tagline with whatever movie that you were reviewing. And thanks to Crunchyroll for letting me screen this early, I have the perfect one for this short episode that I'm about to... I'm sorry, I'm laughing thinking about it. Thank you. Crunchyroll for giving me the opportunity to say Spy Family Code White. I'm just here for shits and giggles. So Spy Family, as you all may know, is the global anime sensation that is animated by Wit Studio and CloverWorks collaboratively. So two of the greatest anime studios, two studios who are all about making things really pretty, came together to make one of the most seriously unserious or unseriously serious anime to ever exist based on a really cute manga. They came together and they said, we're just going to blow everyone away. And in, what was it, 2021, 2022, they did just that. And then they did it again. And now they've done it once again with this movie. So Code White is basically about Anya, who has this school bake-off that might afford her to get a Stella. So Lloyd is trying to help her to win the bake-off, and they end up going to some neighboring city that takes maybe half a day by train to get there. But in the process, there are essentially three things to start this movie off, and then it just kind of goes off the rails. The first thing is, of course, the bake-off. So they're trying to get everything prepared so that they can go to the bake-off. Second thing that happens is Yor is trying to figure out whether or not Lloyd is cheating on her. And the third is Anya eats chocolate and for the rest of the film is trying not to poop. You heard me correctly. This offered me one of the best laughs I think I have ever gotten from any anime ever. And I mean, I laughed harder than any scene from GTO or Golden Boy. And that is, I got to meet the poop god. And I don't mean that as one of those rappers that have popped up in like the past 3 years. I mean, there is an actual poop god that visits Anya. And I got to spend 2 psychedelic minutes, if not more, with him. And it was great. It was great. It was one of probably the best things that Spy Family has ever produced, because it was really pretty and just, it was really fun to look at. It was an excellent gag. And it all revolved around poop. Now, I think a lot of us as adults, we think that we're maybe a bit too mature for fart jokes or poop jokes. I'm not. So I was just rolling, laughing. Like, I was in my bed. I was literally rolling. And I might have fallen off, but that's okay. I want to say, though, those driving factors eventually branch out. A lot of things happen. We get to see all of our favorite characters. It's wonderful. Really, if you like the manga and if you like the anime, you're going to like this film. There's really nothing more to it. The best way that I can describe this is, say you like the animation, of course, from the anime, but you like the pacing of the manga. So, say you get those two together. You're basically just watching maybe four or five episodes of Spy Family in one sitting. That's essentially what watching Spy Family Code White is, and there's nothing wrong with that, and that's why this episode is so short, because I did a longer episode with Drew on the manga, and this is just essentially, if you told me that this was canon, I would believe you, because it's on par writing and timing with everything that's going on in the manga. I could see this just being some kind of interlude, and that's okay. This is a bit of a grand adventure, but at the same time, I love how everything with Spy Family is big stakes but small time. Like, you know, you don't have to take any of this too seriously. And that is definitely the case here. So, really, it's just something for you to enjoy, which I know there are a lot of movies these days, and a lot of shows for that matter, that are really trying to have some kind of impact on you, whether that be something really heartfelt, something, you know, that'll shock you, something that'll make you mad and make you think. But what I love about Spy Family is, despite all of the complexities of being a spy and being an assassin, it's a really basic show and series in the best possible way. When I say that, I am not undermining the emotional beats that this has, but this is 100% something that is simply meant to be enjoyed. And whether it be the manga, the show, or this film, I find it enjoyable. So this is actually in theaters starting April 18th, I'm pretty sure. So it'll be in for about a week. I would definitely recommend, if you like Spy Family, just check this out, because it's a good use of money, and it's just a really nice way to spend time, whether you're watching it on your own or if you're going with a group of friends. It's a good time. So I sincerely hope that you like it and that you enjoy it, because I did. I thought it was great. I can't wait for the Blu-ray to come out, because I'm definitely going to get it in like a year. So, yeah, definitely watch Spy Family Code White. And with that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or donating to the Buy Me a Tea. And huge thank you to Crunchyroll yet again for letting me review another one of your movies. Thank you all so much for listening. And with that, I am out.